world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile. And shake the hand of a stranger. Sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. Hey, I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it's good. My name is Michael, and I welcome you to a Spiritual Talk Radio. I've had a good day today. Hopefully you have as well. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll take some calls. Well, Mother God, I just thank you for this day, and I thank you for everything that you do for seen and unseen. And I just thank you for the listeners that are tuned in. And just bless them and let them get the answers that they need on their own spiritual journey. And I just say all this stuff in the name of God. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and take some calls. We'll start with 775. You're on air with me. Hello?
Hello. Thank you, Michael.
How can I help?
I am so thrilled to speak with you. My name is Wendy from Rancho Cordova, and I am disabled, so I've had a caregiver coming over, and I feel like she abused me because she knows the routine, and she was supposed to leave me on the shower bench no more than an hour, and she extended her time to put on the paycheck by keeping me on there for 45 minutes extra, and it felt longer, and when I saw my cell phone when I got out, I saw that it was an hour and 45. I wanted to give her another chance. She came back the next day. This time I had my cell phone, and I said, how long have I been in? And she said 15 minutes, and it was approaching 40 minutes. So I contacted the owner of the company. I am with a new company now, and the owner is ultimately what happened with the old company is she is charging me for the 19th and the 22nd when I refused care from her because of elder abuse. And what's going to happen? My attorneys will step in if I ask them to, but they wanted me to try to handle it. So when I speak to her and I mention elder abuse, which is true, and breach of trust, will she agree that she is not going to bill me for the 19th and the 22nd?
I'm going to say that this will be resolved without lawyers and all that stuff. Because you don't really want to take it to court. And I see her, you know, not billing you. She'll come to her senses and know that she doesn't have a leg to stand on. So hopefully that helps.
Okay, so it's not going to go to court or anything. Is that right, Michael? Well, this is what I'm going to do. She's not answering me. So what I'm going to do is by Wednesday, if I don't hear from her, I am going to send her a check for what I believe to be absolutely the truth about what I owe her. And that might change her tone, because it's going to be a lot of money, about $2,500. I'm an honest person. And then, so will that kind of, she wouldn't be wise if she pushes this, because she's also opening up a new business in Southern California, and nobody wants even a hint of elder abuse for a care company. So, will this be resolved before the week is over? Will she agree that I do not have to pay the 19th and the 22nd, and just will this issue die?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
oh God,
I just feel that it's going to be in your favor and everything, because you know what happened, and she knows what's happened. So I would just
I don't want to get the caregiver in trouble. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
But in the caregiver's own writing, which I have possession of, she tried to add another 15 minutes to her time again. And I can prove that as well. I really don't want to have to send a screenshot of that. So I want peace and love. And also, I started with a new agency yesterday. And the first word is called first. Second word is light. Will this care agency work out long term, or will eventually I go to another care agency?
I think you'll stick with the one that you were talking about. I would just stick there right now.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And
all right.
I really respect you and admire you. Please keep your show on the air. You help so many people. Divinely, and you have a gift. And what day will I know that she's just going to leave everything alone and not bill me for the 19th and the 22nd? Will it be tomorrow or Tuesday or Wednesday or a week from now? What do you
see? I see it will be Friday.
Okay. I can live with that.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be this week on Friday.
It'll be this Friday?
Right after the 4th, yeah. It'll be that week.
Okay. My birthday is the 6th, so that sounds like that might be my birthday. And
yeah, it's like a really good birthday gift.
Well, yes, and I'm a very honest person, and quite frankly, Michael, I have been told by friends and family, and even by caregivers, that most people my age are not anywhere as near as cognizant as I am. And I'm going to mention the Department of Managed Health Care, and she should know better because I've talked to her before, and I don't like conflict, but I am going to not allow her to railroad me.
No. And I'm glad that you're seeing this, and you know, I'm sorry you're in the situation, but better give you somebody else that will take care of you and just be on the up and up and just a really honest person. So.
Well, I'm meeting a new caregiver tomorrow named Star, which sounds mystical to me. And then I think on Thursday I'm going to meet Bella. And I had Sharifa Chiavelli help me on Monday. So will I choose Chiavelli, Star, or Bella as my permanent long-term care person?
I should be in Star.
Really? Fabulous. Oh, that cheers me up. All right, and my attorneys, they're mixed in with this because they helped me to get my long-term health care approved, and it was based upon evidence. And they've been pretty forceful, and we are talking about what's called the buyout. In other words, they tell them, well, due to her condition, she'll be using this and blah, blah, blah. And therefore, I think I'm going to live quite a while because I do watch myself. And will my attorneys win? They'll make an offer, and will they get high enough of an offer, which would have to be between, I would hope that I would get at least $2 million because I'd have to pay my attorneys, et cetera.
Right.
Will I get a buyout, and will it be for a huge amount of money?
You do get a buyout, and it's not a huge amount of money, but it's enough to take care of you.
Enough to buy a house and put a lot of money in the bank for caregivers?
Right, yes.
Okay, so I'm hoping for at least a $3,000 house, and then I'd have to pay taxes, and then put money in the bank for caregivers. So I'll be able to do that with the money they get?
Yes.
Okay. And I promised my beloved mother she wanted me, if I ever got any money, to will it to my sister. So whatever money is left will be going to my sister and the house. So that would be a good, that would make me happy to take care of her and my nephew, Brandon.
Right. I'm gonna have to move on. I got several other callers, but
okay,
I
Michael.
Appreciate talking to you.
I love you, and may God bless
you.
And I thank you, sir.
Okay, you too. Bye bye.
God bless. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. All right, let's go with 954. You're on air with me. Hello.
Yes. Hi. Hi. My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How can I help?
Okay. I just wanted to know how you see my finances going, you know, in this year, possibly the next, if you see any changes or anything that I should watch for or.
Yeah. The spirits tell me that you need to invest, like, in the stock market. Because I see you having a whole lot of money in that situation.
Right. I don't have any invested in the stock market. I have in real estate some investments.
Okay.
But, you know, I was wondering if that was going to be lucrative going forward. So.
Yes, I see it being, you know, what you need for it to happen. But, have you been feeling good today?
I'm sorry?
Have you been feeling okay today?
No, I haven't been.
I'm picking up on that, so you might. I'm not going to alarm you or anything, but I would contact a doctor and get him or her to look at you, because there's something going on with you, and I'm not sure what that is. I'm not a medical doctor. Otherwise, I'd have a whole bunch of money, I hope. But yeah, I would definitely check on that, because I think you've had these spells a little bit every once in a while, and something is not right, so I would get in to see a doctor.
Well, I have bronchitis, and I have the air quality is very bad here in New York. So I'm on an inhaler, okay. And I'm taking an antibiotic. So I did see a doctor about that, just trying to get over this. It's just, I'm wheezing, so I can't. And the smoke from 4th of July will make it worse, so I'm not going anywhere.
Right, yeah.
But then you see my investments being lucrative and, flowing within the next couple of years, or?
Should be in the middle of next year.
Mm-hmm.
Should be about, okay. It looks
okay.
Like to me about March.
Mm-hmm. Because I want to retire. I'm 68, and I just want to
quit.
Want to go. I mean, I want to be done. But
right.
I want to make sure all my, ducks are in a row. So, I don't know if I want to live in New York or somewhere else, but I just want to, retire and enjoy my life.
You need to move out of New York. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed how much you can breathe better. But yeah, I see a move for you. I wouldn't see it next year. It looks like it'd be 2 years out. So you definitely are going to move out of New York.
I'm not sure
where you're going. Yeah.
Yeah, my son lives in Utah, so. I don't know where I'm going to wind up. I don't know. My health is being compromised now, so I don't know. I'll feel better in a bit. But I thank you very much for your insight.
You're welcome.
Take care, Michael.
And happy 4th of July.
And you as well. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in. All right. Next caller is 914. You're on air with me. Hello?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Catherine. I'm also calling from New York.
Okay. Yes. How can I help you?
I'm trying to solve an issue for my mom. It's for a company. The company's name starts with the letter T. I drafted a letter today that I want to send them an email. I was wondering if you see that being enough to solve the situation, or should I get a lawyer for her?
You need to get legal advice. They're just going to give you the runaround if you try to do it by yourself. So you need to get legal advice. I know lawyers are not cheap, but... that's all I see really is, a lawyer, and then it will be resolved in your behalf, but it's going to just take a little bit of a fight to get that to work.
I see.
Yeah, just get some legal advice on this.
And do you think, because I used the lawyer David for something else for myself, do you think he will get involved? His name is David.
His
last name begins with a W. Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
Oh, I'll call him tomorrow then.
You'll work with him. Yeah. Yeah. I'll get on this as fast as you can. Tomorrow, the phone call would be great. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, no, first thing. And I'm sorry, would you have time for one more question?
Yes, go ahead. I got time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I was wondering if I approach Jonathan to look at my work, will he take me on as a client?
What was his name again?
Jonathan, John.
Jonathan.
Last name begins with an H.
Okay. He'll take you on as a client, yes.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in.
I appreciate you, too. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I'll talk to you some other time, I hope.
Yes, right. Indeed.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Much love and blessings to you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let's go with 804. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hello. Good evening. And happy 4th of July to you.
Thank you.
My name is Vernell. Start with a V like in Virginia, and I live in Virginia.
Okay.
And I have a few questions, if it's okay.
Go ahead.
A gentleman named James Ellingworth had contacted me through my Facebook page, and he was asking for a friend request, and I accepted his friend request, but then when he wanted to chat, I did not respond, and it was nothing against him, and I haven't really try to contact him again after that, and then he unfriended me. I found that out when I went to his Facebook page, and now he's trying to refriend me again. And I'm, you know, like the other lady, I'm on disability too for different kinds of health problems. And I lost my boyfriend about more than 3 years ago from cancer. And in a way, I feel kind of a little standoffish about talking to any other guys.
Right.
But what I wanted to know was, you know, why is this guy trying to reach me? I mean, what is his intentions towards me? And 'cause these days you can't just trust anybody. And also, I have a question about my cat. She's been sick for a while, and she's been seemed like losing weight and muscle mass, and I cannot afford to take her to a vet. And I was wondering if you might be able to tell me what can I give her to help her put on weight and regain her muscle mass. And maybe
what's your cat's name?
Her name is Lucy.
Excuse me, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. I didn't hear her name. What was her name?
Lucy.
Lucy? Okay.
Yes.
How long have you had her? For a while, haven't you? You've had her for a little bit.
Yeah, I had her since 2014.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure why, you know, what's going on with her. I have a dog, and she is not eating her dog food. She eats human food, which is not good, but I don't know. I understand the whole thing about the vet, because they're expensive. She needs, like, some vitamin mix or something. I don't know how they do things where you're at in Virginia, but, you know, maybe you could just call a clinic, you know, for pets and just ask them, you know, if there was a vitamin mix that you could use to get her better. I don't see her passing or anything like that, so But, you know, we got to get her eating again and being back the way she was, more active and stuff like that. So,
oh, she eats just fine, but she's
okay.
Still losing weight and muscle mass.
Okay.
Something
that would work too. Right. Yeah. But I would look around and see if you can find something that would help, like a vitamin to add to her food and stuff. So. All right.
Okay. And about the guy on that's trying to reach me. Do you know why he's trying to reach me?
I don't know. If it was me, I would just forget this guy and move on to something else. This guy seems a little flaky to me. So I would just move on.
Yeah, I'm not interested in relationships anyway because I still love my boyfriend that passed away, and I'm not interested in getting involved.
Right, getting involved with something else. No, and I'm sorry for your loss. I mean, you guys were together for a while, and it's hard when somebody passes because, we want that one more moment in time and stuff like that. That's why I'm a medium as well as a psychic, because I do pick up spirits from beyond. So.
And he's around me?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely around you, yes.
Okay, he's not going nowhere.
No, he's around you, so, yeah.
Okay,
I'm going to have to move on, I guess.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Okay, 6 p.m., you're on air with me. Hello?
Hi, this is Sonia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Yeah. I guess I'm working on something big, but first I want to ask you a question, and I'll get into the thing I'm doing. I wanted to see what you're picking up on my current job.
Okay. Are you thinking about moving to a different job?
No. I'm happy here.
Okay, because I'm picking up there's going to be a change.
A change?
Yeah.
That's strange because I haven't even put out applications or anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. I'm getting a little fuzzy on this. Just take everything one day at a time. So does that help? Or,
not really. I mean, I'm really confused. You mean like,
okay.
Am I going to lose my job?
Yeah. I can only pick up what I'm picking up. So,
right.
But,
do you see when that will be happening?
It's down the road, and it's something not to worry about because it can change. For some reason with you, I'm having a hard time tapping into you is what the problem is here. And so that's nothing to do with you. Sometimes when you're looking for people, you just don't pick up stuff or you just, because things like run like together. And it's hard for me sometimes to distinguish what they're really showing me. But you're happy at the job you're there. I wouldn't worry about anything else. So.
Because I was told I was solid where I'm at, so that's why I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm confused too, so it takes two of us. But you're going to be all right at the job you have right now. So.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else really quick? 111, you're on air.
It's been a while. It's Tina, and I think I talked to you last year. Hi, welcome back, sir.
Well, you couldn't talk to me last year because I've been off of air for 3 years. So
Yeah, I think it's been years I have not talked to you. Well, welcome back. Last time I talked to you, it did come out true. So okay. I have a two-three part here. Mr. Michael, I have a friend that he's pretty far away, that he's going to be visiting me. I want to know if you see that in August.
August, yes.
Okay, when he's coming to visit me, is he gonna come on to me?
The answer to that is yes.
Now I work a lot, and do you know it's gonna be like in the nighttime, or in the daytime?
It's gonna be more like an evening time, like. It looks like around about 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, late afternoon.
Okay, I'm there. So, Michael, sir, right now he's in a business setting with there's two males and two females in the business setting, I think.
Right.
What about being with I'm not too easy, and that's why I want to ask to be prepared, because last time. When I asked you a question, it was so difficult. It came out true, and I'm glad I'm gonna keep an eye on you. What I want to ask you is, if I fall into that trap, is he gonna still stay there for a while where he's at, or he's gonna be relocating in the time frame?
I see relocation for him next year, about January.
Mr. Michael, because you see, like, they're having trouble there with one or two business partners. Like, there's, like, law coming in, checking on some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you see that?
Yes.
But one of them might be going to jail. I'm not.
I don't think they're going to jail. Not right now, anyhow. So.
You don't see that right now? You're possible, because it was with taxes. And you know, America.
Yeah, I don't see anybody going to jail. That's just what I'm seeing right now.
And one more thing, please. I have a thing I'm doing, like a side hustle. I haven't been really able to start because I think it's really sick early this year. Would I be able to pick up if I start later this month in July?
Can you ask that question one more time about what we're talking about? Just ask me one more time, please.
I have a side hustle that brings me income, but I have not started because I got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got other stuff that came on. I'm ready to do my side hustle for you.
I would say go ahead with that.
Go ahead.